It's just like, here we go. This is we're live. We're coming to you from.
Shit.
Yeah, we're coming to you.
Your tone does not match the music.
I know. We're there's going to be a beat drop here in a second. This is a Riff City After Dark. Riff City. It's the only podcast from the future.
Pop up your
That's right. Shit.
Yeah, what you need to do is you need to pop off your work clothes, slip into something a little flowy, dance around your apartment to this. This is my favorite kind of music, I've decided. What is this?
It's like synth wave.
Synth pop?
Synth wave, synth pop.
This is my favorite. This is my favorite kind of music. This is the music I like.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude, I could just be in a room with this in, like... This song makes me want to fucking ride a motorcycle in a rainstorm, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Da-na-na-na-na. Yeah.
You're going to
it's
try
like
to
a
sing.
Song like after a...
You're trying to go save
well, it's
the
like
girl?
After a, no, this is like after a girl yells at you and you're riding home. Drive your motorcycle in a rain, dude. You're like pissed.
You're like this fucking bitch.
Yeah, you just this music is music you get toxic to. This shit rules.
You're about to make a big break in the case.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, this is when you're running to show your evidence.
I gotta get to the captain before midnight. The city council's gonna vote.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Man. This is like a song like Johnny Depp drinks coffee to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, we're starting off strong. Mixing it up lately, you know, we had the Riff City theme, but you know, I think it helps, you know, it sets a different tone, you know, you start with a different tone of music, you get a different tone of riff.
There he is. I like that. I like that a great deal. Good for you. Yeah, well, here we are back in the saddle again, back in the high life again, Steve
back
Winwood.
Back in the high life again. Squat up, boppy,
dude, Steve rips, kind of, you know?
Yeah, for sure, Steve Winwood. He's a lot better than people realize, you know?
What was his other one?
He had there's back in the high life. What the fuck? He had a couple. There's that song that call on me, call on me.
Oh,
call on me, Valerie. Zap. And then
there's one other big Steve Winwood song.
There is another
it's back in the high life again, and there's the big one, the biggest one.
Let's see, Steve Winwood.
What is it? Fucking
Higher Love.
Oh yeah, dude, that song rips ass, dude. That song is great.
Higher Love.
He had one of those cool, pure '80s voices. Like he had a good voice in the '80s.
For
like,
sure.
Like a lot of those jokers would just. They would just get by with smoking 1,000 cigarettes and drinking gallons of whiskey and then getting up there and trying to sing. And it's like, you guys fucking suck, dude. Huey Lewis had a good voice.
Huey Lewis? What about
Huey
Lewis?
Yeah, he had a good voice. He could rip.
Yeah.
He could rip.
I thought 80s guys had pretty smooth voice. You think Duran Duran. You think Steve Winwood, you know, he was in another band called Traffic, you know, and... They had some great, you know, Dear Mr. Fantasy. I mean, that song's fucking, you ever hear that song? That song fucking rips,
Yeah.
And
dude,
then
you forget about how good Winwood and some of the boys were.
Yeah. You know.
Speaking of an 80s guy, you know who I saw at Brugger's Bagels the summer before COVID? You know who I saw at Brugger's Bagels?
Who that?
This is going to blow your fucking... This is going to blow your fucking wig right off your tits. I saw Peter Frampton.
Oh, yeah, the Framp. He lived in Cincinnati for a long time.
He still does.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I assume. I just saw him.
I know.
He was fucking over there, making his guitar.
Talk, yeah.
He was making his guitar order his bagel.
I know.
He's like, can I get an everything bagel with cream cheese? It was crazy.
I know. I was hoping that, like, the week I'm in town, you know, there's no real concerts. You know, I guess the concerts don't really come back until the end of July and August and shit. I was like, dude, let's go to a show. Let's get out there. I saw the Foo Fighters are coming.
In August.
They're going to fight Foo. Yeah. I think that's the first time they've been there in like a long time. I saw the Foo Fighters when they were like at a place called Caddy's.
I remember Caddy's.
Caddy's is gone.
It
was like a nightclub. It was like a legit nightclub where like that.
It was also like a teen nightclub.
Yeah, it was like a. And they had the garage at Caddy's, and the Foo Fighters played there in summer, and there was no air conditioning, and the room was like 100 degrees. And I don't think the Foo Fighters ever came back. I think this might be their first time back in Cincinnati in 25 years. They maybe once, one other time they came through, but I'm not sure.
Damn.
But it was hot as fuck. And that was like when the album Color and the Shape came out, like Monkey Wrench and all that shit. And it ripped, dude. It was a fucking good time. Now, you know, I mean, I saw the Foo Fighters a couple years ago, and it was a good time out here at the Forum. You know, now they're just kind of like a good, maybe they were always just like a good time band. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably. I mean, who did I see at Caddy's? I saw Inspect a Deck from the Wu-Tang Clan at Caddy's once, and it was not that great of a show. And then, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You're frozen.
I'm frozen.
You're frozen as shit.
You're frozen as shit.
No.
I can hear you perfectly fine.
No.
Now I lost him. Now I can't hear you at all.
I lost him. It's just me. It's Dave's internet. It's not
da,
my
da,
fault.
Da, 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 da.
It is not my fault.
You
it's
there?
Dave Wade's
Say something,
fault.
Rand.
Right. Yeah, I saw you. I mean, it was just me in here. I was just fucking going off, man.
I wonder what... Well, whatever. It doesn't really matter. It was only a few seconds.
What the hell is happening?
So you saw Inspect the Deck?
Died again. Dave's gone pop, again. Pop, Dave pop, is pop, gone pop, with the wind. Dave is gone with the wind.
I'm back.
I saw Inspect a Deck from the Wu-Tang Clan at Caddy's, and the show was pretty dog shit. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, because you forget, Inspect a Deck's only got like four good songs. And like 45 minutes into his performance, guess who walks out? Well, you guessed it right. You God and Raekwon. And then the show was like fucking awesome because Raekwon just did all of his verses. And then like 10 minutes after Raekwon was up there, none other than Ghostface Killa, my favorite rapper of all time, he walks out, and him and Raekwon basically did the only Built for Cuban Links album in its entirety during their buddy show and ripped the house to shreds. I mean, people were like getting fucking power bombed in there and shit. It was awesome.
Man, that sounds pretty good.
I wanted to see one guy from the Wu-Tang Clan, and I got a bonus.
I remember there was like a tour. I didn't go to it. But I remember my buddies went to, it was like Rage Against the Machine and the Wu-Tang toured together. And they said people were just getting fucking destroyed.
Mauled. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Like for some reason, Wu-Tang Clan, they put on a show that is like, it's like what I would guess like is Black Slipknot. You know what I mean? It's just like people are getting fucking suplexed and girls are getting punched. I mean, it's just insane. It's like you go to a Wu-Tang show and it's just a bunch of people, white people and black people, who are just acting like ninjas. They're just like spin kicking each other and shit. And it's like, it's so crazy, dude. I love going to the Wu-Tang shows. I just stand in the back and bob my head and watch these psychopaths get Hurricane Rana'd off the stage and shit, dude. It's wild.
What?
See, but I would never go to Slipknot. I would never go to Slipknot, dude. Never. Never.
I would say the craziest.
Get sprayed with fucking. They like mace each other in the pit at Slipknot concerts. You get like pepper sprayed.
The craziest show in terms of like the mosh pit ever was that I saw the Toadies at Bogart's, and it was fucked. The Toadies like were like,
"Do you wanna die, Bennett?"
Yeah. There was like a 2 or 3 month period where it seemed like the Toadies might be the next big band. So it was like an impossible ticket to get at Bogart's. Yeah. And we got in there, and it was like fucking pandemonium. Like, and I only kind of went because my girlfriend at the time was going, and I was like, she's gonna get her ass whooped or something. And we got in there, and her friend, like, maybe 2 or 3 songs in, passes out. And I had to fucking throw her in that back area, fucking Bogart, you know, like the bar area.
Yeah.
And then we just down there. The whole time, I always just felt like I was fighting for my survival. I was like, this is insane, bro. I'm going to fucking die at a Toadies concert. And then years later, I heard.
You want to die? Yeah, that
and
was then you.
Years later, I heard the.
You
heard
were in
the,
there just like.
I finally heard the. I don't know. Have you ever heard the. I finally heard the Pixies as an adult, and I go, oh, the Toadies just ripped this band off completely.
Yeah. It was like. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, dude.
They were. Because the Pixies, like, they were like underground. Nobody really knew them. They inspired a lot of bands. And then the Toadies were like, what if we just did that? But we didn't know, you know? That's why, like,
it was like,
there was a lot of bands like that were like, oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. It's this fucking lag on this thing. It always seems like I'm interrupting you, but I'm really just getting with you in a lot of the things you're saying. Like, we'll hit a good flow where the lag doesn't matter. But it's like, I'm not interrupting you. I'm legitimately with you on everything you're saying. I can't believe you saved that girl's life. The Toadies were that band, though, that was like, I know what you're saying. They were about to be huge. It was like them and Silverchair.
Oh, yeah.
Remember them?
Silverchair played Bogart's. A bunch of people went. They were fucking went crazy for them. But, you know, but they never broke that next level. Like, because you go Bogart's, then you go up to like maybe a theater, and then you're at Riverbend or the arena level. You know what I mean? Bogart's is this is your first, like, you're not like Bogart's is a big deal probably for bands on the way up. You know what I mean? Cause it's like 1500 seats.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you gotta have, if you're selling that out, you're on the way, maybe, you know what I mean? It's not like you're playing like some little,
You know who I saw at Bogart's?
Who's that?
You know who I saw at Bogart's? System of a Down.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I didn't know. We didn't know who they were. We didn't know who they were. And in high school, and it was like before Toxicity, but like in high school, they had that song Sugar where the guy would just be like, I got a day, and he's just screaming the whole time. And it's they fucking ripped. I mean, that was another show where people were like, legitimately running off Bogart stage to drop kick a girl in the head. It was so crazy. It was like crazy. It's like, that's not fun at all. You're just like a dude that's doing Chris Benoit flying headbutts off the stage on people and shit. It's wild, dude. People think they're Anderson Silva when System of a Down was playing. They're just like beating each other's asses for real.
I saw Weezer at Bogart's, and people were trying to mosh there, and they stopped the show. The Rivers from Weezer was like, hey, there's no moshing at the Weezer concert. And it was like all the people I grew
up with.
Damn,
that rules.
They were like, they're in there like fucking punching people and shit. And they're like, what are y'all doing? I was like, oh, we're getting yelled at by Weezer. Not me. I by that point, I was damn, like, I ain't fucking yeah. with this is Weezer. What were you in there trying to fucking bow up on somebody during My Name is Jonas and shit? The sweater song, you're trying yeah. to rip somebody's head off.
Fight somebody. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, I look just like you fucking asshole. Just fighting. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, loons. And then I saw David Byrne.
Yeah, people are psychopaths.
I saw David Byrne from the Talking Heads at Bogart's. That was shit. He did like 4 or 5 outfit changes. It's pretty wild. He came out like for Burning Down the House. He had really? This bodysuit on that was like black with like flames on it. And then Psycho Killer, he had a bodysuit that like when black lights hit it, it looked like you could see all his muscles and shit. It was wild. For
oh, that's
people
cool.
doing outfit changes for like a thousand person show. That's some cool ass shit. But you know, yeah, that,
and
that's
David
like,
Byrne fucking rules.
But that was still like a show where it's like, you're just waiting in between like his solo songs. You're waiting for those Talking head songs to hit. So you're like, there's a lot of downtime.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the best concert I ever went to was Great American Ballpark. I went to after my shift when I was bartending to go watch Paul McCartney, and I didn't have a ticket and just went to the box office. They're like, yeah, I got one for $19.50, and I just bought it for $20 and then snuck down onto the field.
Damn, dude, that's some baller shit. Then that's
it was
all
just me
hits
and like
there.
These 5 old men. Oh, it's all hits. He was ripping Wings. He was ripping Beatles. He was ripping solo Paul McCartney hits.
Yeah, dude, it was a hit factory, bro.
Jamming. Old men were crying and shit. Crying. Real tears. He hit the Let It Be off the ukulele, and people were like, I mean, sobbing, dude. Dudes that work at like A&E Doors and Heating were like sobbing. You know what I mean? Dudes that work for siding companies were just like, so sad, man. A bunch of fucking roofers with 3 Miller lights in them were like just sobbing. Paul's ripping up there. I was like, damn, this shit's magical. He brought the Hey Jude piano out and ripped it for the encore.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, that's going to bring the house down.
They wheeled the piano out. Yeah, dude. It was all standing ovations. Live and Let Die, he had like 70-foot flames flying out of the stage, man. He fucking yeah. ripped.
Yeah, dude. I like that shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. This
And then I saw Motley Crue at Riverbend. I saw Motley Crue the same summer, and guess what? It fucking sucked. The coolest part was Tommy Lee got ziplined around the stage and played different drum sets, and then he just shared a bottle of Jägermeister with some gross woman in the front row. Some lady that's like, oh, she was passing him a big, like, 750 milliliter thing of Jäger, and he was just pulling it and giving it back to her, and just and then Vince Neil would fatly sweat over there and like take a little pool, and then Nikki Sixx, you know, he's like all sober and shit, so he's like standing all far away, he's almost off the stage, and then Nick Mars, they had that guy like fucking propped up with like a popsicle stick on his back,
he's like,
so he wouldn't fall into the crowd.
He's like way older than the rest of those guys, and he's got like some fucked up bone disease or some shit.
Yeah, he's got like a bone disease that makes all of his bones like not be able to move, or they're like solid or some shit. So he's just over there like, he legitimately looked like a fucking vampire. Like, me and my boys were standing there like, golly, that dude does not look like he's even playing the guitar. He probably was, or the bass. He probably wasn't. They just had him propped up over there, Mick. And they're like getting out of breath during every song. Kickstart My Heart. As soon as it started, it's like Vince Neil's already out of breath. You know what I mean? It's like that song just started, and you haven't said anything. He was doing that shit Elvis did. You remember, if you ever watch old shit of Elvis, how he'll sing his songs really fast. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Elvis will go out and he'll be like, "We can't go on together with suspicious minds. With suspicious minds, we can't go." And then he's like, "Thank you, good night." And it's like, dude, you did a 5-minute song in a minute 30. You just did it in a buck 30.
Well, that's because he just yacked on pills or something. You know?
Yeah, I mean, he was just gone. You can't, you as the backup singer just can't keep up with him. "We can't go on together with suspicious minds." They're like, "With suspicious minds." They have to sing it so fast with him. And fucking, that's so awesome to be that famous, to just be like, I'm gonna do my concert's gonna last 22 minutes. And if you all say anything, it doesn't fucking matter. My toilet's gold.
Beep, beep, zip, bop.
Beep, 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 boop, bop, bop.
I lost you there for a minute.
What is with this internet? Maybe I gotta update my computer. Maybe I gotta update my computer.
Is it your computer?
Maybe I gotta update it. Yeah. Maybe it needs a software update.
Oh, I know. Next time we do this, we probably should reset our routers before we get in here.
Oh,
we should probably reset our routers. That's what I was saying.
Reset our routers.
When was the last time you gave your router a reset?
I reset it this week. I reset it this week.
Don't reset it right now. We're in the middle of this great podcast.
Well, no, I know. I reset it this week. Oh, shit. It's time for word of mouth, Daddy.
It is already?
Yeah, 21 minutes we're at.
Oh,
hit
no.
It! Yeah, word of mouth is brought to you by the brand new Kia Salacious. Kia Salacious. Get in here and show your wiener.
We're showing full dong, huh?
Yeah, and the Kia Salacious. Oh, yeah, the 2021 Kia Salacious. Get with brand new clear seats. Yeah, the 2021 Kia Salacious. Piss proof. Oh, shit. Terrence.
I just wanted to give you guys a quick update. You guys were talking about concerts today. I remember years ago I saw Eddie Money.
I had
two concert tickets. I also had two tickets to Paradise with old Eddie Money. It was a great time. And he passed away recently. He passed away recently. I just wanted to give my condolences to the Money family. And I just wanted to say that Eddie Money brought me a lot of joy. That was when I was still happily married. And me and my wife, we had sex after Eddie Money.
You danced to Eddie Money at your wedding, right? That was your mother's Sundance?
Sundance
was to Eddie Money.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, in high school. And then after high school, I met my wife, Linda. And then we went to see Eddie Money. And then we had sex afterwards.
Okay. Well, nice. How was it?
Well, I just want to give you a quick update. Arby's 5 for $5 is back. Stop by. You get 5 different items. $5. Arby's 5 for $5. All right. Well, that was weird.
Items. Wow, what a promotion.
I didn't know that.
5 different items for $5.
That was kind of a big reveal. I thought he was asexual, so that was kind of a big reveal that he had sex with his wife.
Well, doesn't he have a kid?
I'm not sure about that. Does he have a kid?
I've seen him with a kid. I don't know if he has a kid.
Okay. Maybe he's a big brother.
Like a 22-year-old. I don't know. The guy looks exactly like him. What? Like a 22 year old.
If I gave a fuck at all about Terry's life, I might ask you, but I don't.
I was just thinking for character development.
I got my word of mouth. No, my word of mouth is, you might think I'm crazy. It happened. I was on an airplane. I started watching it. And then I was in a hotel. I watched more of it. But my word of mouth is the very popular True TV show, Impractical Jokers. Don't sleep on it. I think it's pretty funny.
Dave, that was getting you weak? You were laughing?
I just thought you were to make fun of me because I like the Impractical Jokers.
I mean, it's just so insane. I just don't see you as a dude that would love the Impractical Jokers.
I don't see
you sitting there going,
It brings me a lot of joy when they have to say crazy things to people. It's funny.
Oh, man. Good for you, dude. I'll try it. How about that? You're not going to like mine either. You're not going to like my word of mouth.
Okay.
It's overalls. No, I'm just kidding. My word of mouth this week, once again, is I've been watching something as well. It's a YouTube channel. It's called That Chapter, and it's about all the true crime stuff. It's this little Irish dude. He's a nerd, but he does pretty cool like breakdowns of cases and shows you CCTV footage and some interrogation stuff, and he ties it all up at the end, or if there's no ending, it's very good. I've watched 40 hours of it in the last 2 weeks.
And what's it called?
Yeah, it's good. It's called That Chapter.
All right. Well, check it out. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
And buy our shirt.
Oh, here we go. Buy our shirt, Riff City. Check out DaveWakeComedy.com and find out all my upcoming tour dates. Rand puts his tour dates somewhere. I don't know. He puts them on a sheet. You got to find
Instagram.
Him.
Instagram. I guess Instagram. Yeah. Sometimes I forget, though. I don't know. Just DM me if you want to come see me. Who gives a shit?
All right. Life DM the man. But pick up one of the shirts. Retweet us. You know, if you're follow us, retweet us. Put any sort of. We got to get the conversation started. Me and Rand want to have a better life, so we need more fans.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Thanks, we need more fans, and also Dave teach me how to do a website.
Squarespace.
Like, share. Squarespace. Like, share. Subscribe. Tell a friend. Tell an enemy. Subscribe to it on your grandma's phone. She won't know any fucking better. I love you guys. Follow us on Instagram.